The oldest boy came striding into sight. He had already changed into his billowing black Hogwarts robes, and Harry noticed a shiny silver badge on his chest with the letter P on it. "Can't stay long, Mother," he said. "I'm up front. The prefects have got two compartments to themselves." "Oh, are you a prefect, Percy?" said one of the twins with an air of great surprise. "You should have said something. We had no idea." "Hang on, I think I remember him saying something about it," said the other twin. "Once or twice, a minute, all summer." "Oh, shut up," said Percy the prefect. "How come Percy gets new robes anyway?" said one of the twins. "Because he's a prefect," said their mother fondly. "All right, dear. Well, have a good term. Send me an owl when you get there." She kissed Percy on the cheek and he left. Then she turned to the twins. "Now, you two, this year you behave yourselves. If I get one more owl telling me you've blown up a toilet or..."
"Blown up a toilet? We've never blown up a toilet.
Great idea, though. Thanks, Mum.
It's not funny. And look after Ron."
"Don't worry. Ickle Ronnikins is safe with us."
"Shut up," said Ron again.
He was almost as tall as the twins already, and his nose was still pink where his mother had rubbed it.
"Hey, Mum, guess what? Guess who we just met on the train?"
Harry leaned back quickly so they couldn't see him looking.
"You know that black-haired boy who was near us in the station? Know who he is?"
"Who?"
"Harry Potter."
Harry heard the little girl's voice.
"Oh, Mum, can I go on the train and see him? Mum, oh, please."
"You've already seen him, Ginny, and the poor boy isn't something you goggle at in a zoo."
"Is he really, Fred? How do you know?"
"Asked him, saw his scar. It's really there, like lightning."
"Poor dear. No wonder he was alone.
I wondered he was ever so polite when he asked how to get onto the platform."
"Never mind that. Do you think he remembers what you know who looks like?"
Their mother suddenly became very stern.
"I forbid you to ask him, Fred. Now don't you dare. As though he needs reminding of that on his first day at school."
"All right, keep your hair on."
A whistle sounded. "Hurry up," their mother said, and the three boys clambered onto the train. They leaned out of the window for her to kiss them goodbye, and their younger sister began to cry.
"Don't, Ginny. We'll send you loads of owls."
"We'll send you a Hogwarts toilet seat."
"George!
Only joking, Mum." The train began to move. Harry saw the boy's mother waving and their sister, half laughing, half crying, running to keep up with the train until it gathered too much speed, and then she fell back and waved.